Democrats introduce legislation to pack the courts. More arrests and riots in Minnesota last night. The White House says Guatemala agreed to surge forces at the border. Guatemala says, nah. And when someone says, trust the science? What's that all about?
It's all about Alabama, Hollywood, rock and roll, eating good, sports in the deep south,
news from the White House,
indiscretion,
big stupid questions,
and all things extracurricular,
AM, FM, and online,
all top 95, it's a show about every damn thing,
and nothing in particular. You're listening to Richard Dixon
on Birmingham's Real Talk, 99.5.
Yeah, baby! Portions of today's show brought to you by Anthony and Company Jewelers, the greatest jewelry store in the area. I know I've been shopping there for 20 years, maybe long. You can shop there too. Anybody can. It doesn't take anything special. All you have to do is, if you had experience with other jewelry stores, swing in and find out what makes Anthony and Company so different. A burning desire to make sure that you're 100% satisfied with your purchase price. The fact that returns and exchanges are made easy at Anthony and Company because they understand that you don't always get it right first time out of the chute. That's perfectly acceptable. They want you to be happy. That's the big deal here. Plus something to fit every budget. Huge selection. Guaranteed lowest prices. Can't beat it. AnthonyCoJewelers.com on the World Wide Web. AnthonyCoJewelers.com. 987-2224 on the telephone or in person at 2080 Valleydale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe. David Sears making the magic happen on the board today. You're recovering from your trip to Chattanooga and eventually to the Gatlinburg area. You're back in the swing of things completely now, are you?
I'm pretty much, yeah. I've learned something that my wise boss, Ryan Haney, taught me. Mm-hmm. When you come home on a Sunday, take the Monday off following that so you can have a day to get everything organized, your laundry, meal prep, and all that. So I took off this Monday, allowed me to catch up, get everything I needed because we didn't get home till about 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Uh-huh. So I was able to catch up on everything, go to Way to Wellness, get my way in, and get my supplies. And I was able to clean up around the house and help out. So, I mean, I'm on schedule. I'm feeling great.
My dad always used to do this. My dad would always make sure that he had one extra day off after we got home. And my family was my family was insistent that we travel a lot when I was a kid. I saw every one of the 48 contiguous states as a child. Because, you know, the thought process was, we don't get along well in this massive 2,600 square foot home. So let's take all six of us and pack us into first a Buick Electra 225 and tour the country that way. And then we'll put us in a very small pop-up camper at night. So during the day, we're packed into a car, a big car, admittedly. And then at night, we were packed into a tiny little camper. And it didn't work. As a plan, it didn't work. We still don't get along after all this time. But he would always schedule a day off for himself. Now, I started doing this some time ago. And then it backfired on me because I found, well, wait a minute. If I'm taking an extra day, why don't I just stay an extra day wherever I'm going? And so that's what I would do. I would take that extra day and I would stick around at whatever location I wanted to go to because it gave me an extra day of vacation. Then I'd get home and I'd still have to hustle my ass off when I got back in order to get everything done before I went back to work. And I could say, well, fine, I'll start taking Tuesday off. Yeah, then I would say, why don't I just stick around an extra day? I have tomorrow off. I'm a sucker like that. I really enjoy my vacations, and I haven't had one in a long time. But
well, you had
that
some
will
fur locations.
I did have some fur locations. That was actually the last vacation I took was actually Labor Day of last year. Went down to Daytona Beach to see my daughter and son-in-law and their new baby, which is the only kind of baby they're making nowadays, the new kind. Have you heard that? And then
they're not going to bring back Baby Classic.
They're not doing Baby Classic. It's just the new baby. And before that, it was furlough. Spud and I went to Biloxi and gambled at the Beau Rivage. And in a rare instance, I actually came home poorer than I showed up. That was I was down about $250 from that weekend. That's okay. I've taken enough money out of that city that I could afford to give some back. Anyway, this will be the first when I go on. It's going to be Memorial Day weekend. First time that I will be taking a trip since last Labor Day and getting out of this city. And that is okay with me. I love my job. When you love your job, every day is basically not work. It's me showing up and talking about cooking and talking about food and doing hamburger reviews and getting the band back together. That's the show, according to one anonymous letter writer. Now, you have to understand, I'm not going to let that go. I'm not going to let that go. I've gotten other pieces of hate mail in the past. I tend to get a couple a week, frankly. This guy actually took the time to sit down and write. It was on a typewriter. And then print it out and actually mail it to the station. So invested was this person in making sure that we were unable to track everything back to him or her, as the case may be. I'm going to wear it like a badge of pride because that's what I do with every insult that's thrown at me. Wear it like a badge of pride. Your food and band show right here on Talk 99.5. Tune in. I heard, and this has become commonplace. I heard Tim and Dale talking about the icing on the cake, and Tim said, well, it's like the political analysis from Leland Live and the cooking tips from Richard Dixon. Yeah, that's about right. We try to run the gamut here.
It's fun.
Talk 99.5.
I'm looking forward to the 1 o'clock hour because it's getting that grilling time of year. So
we've got the Mr. P's grilling tip coming your way. I think I'll tell you a little bit about smoked chicken, how you can smoke some chicken in your kettle grill and make it easy. But before we get to that, let's talk about congressional Democrats introducing legislation to add four more justices to the U.S. Supreme Court. Gerald Nadler was one of the guys who was supposed to be bringing this up. He was one of the guys who said he was going to do it. It's kind of funny because when he was asked about it specifically by Jim Jordan, Gerald Nadler would not respond to the question, refused to answer the question about whether or not he was going to introduce this legislation. So in other words, it's one of those deals where it's like, well, yeah, we want to do this, but we don't want people to know we're doing it. What? Why not? Why don't you want people to know you're doing it? If you think it's the right thing to do, then you should shout it from the rooftops. You know, you can say what you like about AOC, and we do, but I can tell you that she is, she stands behind her views. She's 100% committed to socialism. She thinks it's the best possible way. She's wrong, of course, but she doesn't try to hide her hand. She tells you flat out what she thinks, what she's trying to do. It's these, and this is kind of old school Democrats. The ones who will say, no, we don't want to outlaw guns. We're not interested in taking your guns. No one's trying to take your guns. Don't be silly. No one wants to take your guns. It's just these particular guns that we think are bad. And we shouldn't be selling any more of those. Those guns don't need to be sold. And this particular kind of magazine, that doesn't need to be sold either. But we don't want to take your guns. We just don't want you to have these guns and these magazines. And also, people of a certain age, they shouldn't be allowed to have guns at all anyway. So that, we don't want that, okay? But no one's trying to take your guns. These guns, these magazines, people of a certain age. And really, to be fair, I'm not sure that people need these other little accoutrements as well. So those things, just those four things. Wait, I thought of a fifth. But so they're always trying to cover up what they really want. And what they really want is to pack the Supreme Court with four justices. Now, the crime here, by the way, there'd be no problem with the Supreme Court being 13 justices. There's actually nothing in the Constitution that specifies the number of judges that there should be on the Supreme Court. We've just had nine since the 19th century. Well, that's kind of a force of habit. We've had as many as, I think, 15. But this is just sort of where we are right now, and we've been this way for a long time. It seems to work. It's an odd number, which means you're not going to get ties. That's a good thing, right? It has worked out fairly well in terms of balance throughout the course of my lifetime. You know, we had the Burger Court, we had the Rehnquist Court, we've got the Roberts Court now, and it has seemed to have gone generationally about 50-50. I mean, you had a Supreme Court that said that abortion was constitutional, even though they had to do backflips in order to find it in the Constitution. You had a Supreme Court that said the Second Amendment absolutely means that individuals have the right to keep and bear arms. Not only as militias, but as individuals. That's what the Second Amendment means. They ruled that twice in the 2000s. And then you had the Supreme Court that said, well, no, Obamacare is absolutely constitutional. Followed up by a Supreme Court ruling that gay marriage was constitutional. You had Donald Trump winning more cases in front of the Supreme Court than losing. You had Barack Obama the exact opposite, losing more cases in front of the Supreme Court than winning. Not by much, but he lost more than he won. So we've been fairly balanced over the course of this time. There's really no need to add four new justices. There's every reason to believe that during the tenure of a Joe Biden that we could end up losing a Clarence Thomas, right? That could be a guy that falls by the wayside. Sam Alito's been on there for a while, 20-some years, almost 20 years. Roberts has been on there for a while. He was first an associate justice, got moved up to chief justice under the Bush administration. John Paul Stevens is going to, or Stephen Breyer, rather, is going to fall by the wayside. I always get those two confused. Stephen Breyer is eventually going to fall by the wayside. So it's perfectly understandable that Joe Biden may get to nominate one, maybe two Supreme Court justices, bring things even more in balance. But the suggestion that we need to pack the court, well, now you've got four justices named by one sitting president. And if he is able to maintain control of the Senate throughout the course of the next couple of years, you would be looking at four Supreme Court justices that are then rubber stamped by a democratically controlled Senate. And that then throws the balance of things way off. It would almost certainly alienate the electorate. I think that there'd be a lot of people that would look at it and say, well, that was a blatant power grab, so we need to keep these people in check and make sure that that is not allowed to happen again. I think there'd be a bit of a backlash in the American people, which is maybe one of the reasons why Nancy Pelosi is not that high on it, and some Democrats in the Senate, not the least of which is Joe Manchin, who said early on, yeah, there's not going to be any court packing on my watch. That's not going to happen. Okay, this isn't a budget issue. This isn't a reconciliation issue. If you're going to bring this up in front of the Senate, it's going to take 60 votes to even start debate and 60 votes to end debate, and you're not going to get 60 votes. Republicans are going to stand against this 100%. Even bringing it up and trying to push it through the House and Senate might be enough to make voters say, okay, that'll be enough of you guys. We may not vote for Trump, but we're sure as hell not going to put Democrats back in charge of the House and the Senate. I'll be interested to see how this plays out. It's a stupid idea. It's one that's being rushed. This is what happens when you live in a bubble. This is what happens when everyone you talk to thinks and feels the same way you do, because that's what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. among Democrats. They're all just talking to each other, and consequently, they hype each other. Yeah, this is great. Sort of like, the Vandy football team going up against Alabama, right? Vandy football team, all the teammates talk to each other. We could beat those guys. Yes, we can. We're good. We can be good. We've had some great days. We've had some great practices. Yes, absolutely. Oh, no question about it. You know, Alabama's in trouble. They don't even know what. You know, here's the thing. They're going to underestimate us, and we're going to be so ready, and they're going to be looking past us, and it's going to be amazing. And then, of course, they show up at the game, and they lose 63-4 or something ridiculous like that. How do they get four? Two safeties. Okay. But once the third string is in for Alabama. But they hype themselves up because, you know, they're all talking to each other and they're all true believers. That's what's going on with the Democrats right now. Yeah, we should do that. We should do that sooner rather than later. That's a good idea. Let's do it today. We should. Absolutely. Then they run across a little bit of blowback and they're like, well, no one is talking about doing that. I don't know what you're talking about. It's just a media myth and you guys are. Anyway. We'll get into that and a whole lot more as we work our way forward through this show. The Birmingham Broker phone line's open, 545-9950. Back in a flash. Stick around. One of the most recognizable horror film soundtracks ever, having to do with the big stupid question of the day. Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us. If Michael Myers is coming at you, you want to make sure that you're able to land, you know, five or six of these things center mass. It's not going to kill him, but it'll knock him off the balcony. Sidney Lumis showed us that. You do want to be able to hit what you aim at, whether it's Michael Myers or somebody else. If there is trouble in paradise and you need to use your firearm, let's make sure that you know what you're doing with the training, knowing when, knowing how to shoot fairly important things. Taking a class or two at Sentinel Firearms, also a good idea. And availing yourselves of them, of their fine accessories and ammo, get on board with Sentinel Firearms. They are, hold on, my headphone cord got stuck there, and my head was at a weird angle, and I couldn't actually face the microphone, so my job is so trying. Sorry. Where was I? 592-3004 on the telephone. 592-3004, SentinelFirearms.us. They are the proud sponsor of...
The Big Stupid Question of the Day.
And here it is. What is the greatest monster movie of all time? The greatest monster movie of all time. I leave the definition of monster up to you. Because there are various ways of looking at monsters. Many people think, well, he means Godzilla, Mothra, you know, Rodan. It's got to be one of those. That's what he's talking about. Not necessarily. When I was a kid, monster movies meant something else entirely. Frankenstein, Wolfman, Dracula, right? The Mummy. Those were the monsters. And then, you know, obviously Godzilla came along a little bit later. But so I guess I'm asking, you know, in general, what's the greatest monster movie ever made? Doesn't have to be Halloween or the spooky season to watch a good monster movie, hence Godzilla versus King Kong in theaters right now if you'd like to rush out and see it. I still haven't seen Kong Skull Island. I still haven't seen that. I would like to, though. I'm going to have to try to set aside some time and check that out. I was busy last night watching Iron Man 2. That's right. I'm still working on the Marvel Universe in timeline order. So thus far, it has been Captain America, Captain Marvel, Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2. Up next, David, any guesses? You know this.
Incredible Hulk.
No. That's not even a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, it is. The one with Ed Norton.
Yeah, it's not on the list.
Well, that's because it's still by Universal, but yeah.
There you go. Nah. Up next is Thor. Up next is Thor. So I'll catch that. You know, when I watched all these the first time, I'll never forget, I was down for the weekend. I was ill. The Avengers had just made its way to Netflix, and I had never seen any of these movies. That's not true. I'd seen Iron Man. It's the only one I had seen. I hadn't seen any of the rest of them. So I took this weekend, laid on my sofa, and I watched all of them. I watched Captain America, I watched Thor, and then I watched the Avengers because I had already seen Iron Man. I think I may have rewatched Iron Man as well. They were all on Netflix at the time. And of the lot, I had to say that Thor was my least favorite. It wasn't bad. It was my least favorite. I'll be interested in rewatching it because I haven't seen it since that day. So I'll probably take a look at it with fresh eyes. I know I liked Iron Man 2 a whole lot better the second time around, maybe because I had more of an idea of the whole story. Tricia is in Birmingham. Tricia, you're on Talk 99.5. Greatest monster film of all time. What do you got?
Hello, Richard. And I'm going to just give you the general. I like the old cheesy ones from the 50s and 60s, like, the Creature from the Black Lagoon, Invisible Man. I love those movies.
I don't think they're cheesy at all. I think that's top quality entertainment right there. Come on. I grew up on that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love it. Well, you know, Saturday nights on one of the networks, you know, they show those movies, and I love them.
Oh, yeah, me too. I grew up watching them. Loved every bit of it. Beautiful. Thank you, Tricia. Appreciate it. The Black and White Man. I saw where Creature from the Black Lagoon was filmed when I was down in Florida, and it still looks the same. It still has that prehistoric look to it. All right, it's first news time. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. Stick around. 12:30, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Thanks for tuning in. 13 hours of live and local broadcasting each and every day. Work Trucks is one of our sponsors. They're the place to go get a top-quality pre-owned work truck. The Southeast's number one pre-owned work truck dealer for a reason, because it is so easy to go there, find exactly what you want, buy it at a great low price. It has low miles generally. And you think, well, how could it possibly have low miles? Why are people selling low miles trucks? A lot of different reasons for a lot of different people, because they scour the country. They bring the best trucks here. They put them through that 120-point inspection, so you know you're not buying junk. And I don't know how many times I have to say this, but they are not in the business of collecting trucks. They don't want these trucks to stay on their lot. They want to sell them. So they are motivated to get you in one of them and off the lot at a great price. 2324 3rd Avenue South, worktrucks.com. If you ain't shopping there, you and your business are making a horrible mistake. A horrible mistake. The state legislature did something, and it's about damn time that they got this. And I can't say the whole legislature did it, because it was really just the House of Representatives, but they got this done yesterday. And a lot of times when you have a session, you know, when the legislature is in session, they will drag their feet early on, stuff doesn't get done, and then it's by the second half, the downhill slide, where things really begin to happen. And I'm sure that was the case yesterday, because they had to have a lot of debates in the House of Representatives and finally ended up, shockingly, in a 94-4 decision passing this piece of legislation. The Senate has already passed it, apparently. And this piece of legislation is, of course, the state vegetable for Alabama, being the sweet potato. Thank God we finally put that thing to bed. Sweet potato industry, $9 million cash crop in the state every year. The sweet potato is the state vegetable. Isn't it a tuber? I guess it can be a vegetable and a tuber. Is
what
that
about
a fair
mac and cheese? Shouldn't mac and cheese be the vegetable? That's always really the meat and three.
I would agree with you on that. I would agree with you on that. The Homewood Diner used to have shirts where they said mac and cheese is a vegetable, and I agree with that. That's just disturbing to me that they went with the sweet potato. Come on, man. What do you think we grow the most of in Alabama, vegetable-wise? I know we got a lot of peaches.
Meth is off the table.
Say what?
Meth is off the table.
Meth is off the table. We're not growing meth. We grow meth labs, but we don't grow meth. I don't know. Sweet potatoes is probably as good as anything when it comes to veggies, right? Do we need a state vegetable?
We got a state flower.
What is the state flower?
I think it's goldenrod.
I know this. I know that the Tennessee state tool, this just happened the other day in their legislature, the Tennessee state tool is the ladder. You're like, what are you guys doing there? What are you doing at this in the state capitol? Have you run out of things to talk about? Because as one of my bosses once said, if you got nothing to do, I'll find you something. Honestly, the sweet potato.
The state
As
flower,
the state vegetable.
State
Thank
flower
God.
Is the camellia.
The camellia. That yeah. makes a certain amount of sense. We all know what the state bird is, the yellowhammer, right?
The state mammal is a black bear.
I knew that. I think we had, excuse me, Matt Murphy is on a push to turn that into the state animal, I guess he would want it to be, is the domesticated dog. And it's about damn time somebody gets one of those, huh? Come on. The domesticated dog. When you think of Alabama, you don't think bears. Bears, there's only one state that automatically brings bears to mind. That, of course, Mississippi.
I was going to say Alaska or Montana.
Yeah, Montana, basically any place where Yellowstone Park touches would be good. Wyoming, you know, a lot of state parks out west bring to mind bears, not black bears, but grizzly bears. There's a lot more bears in Florida. Florida's a fairly bear-heavy state. You wouldn't think that because their state animal is the panther. But a lot of black bears
in
Florida.
You mean the
hockey team? No, not the hockey team. The actual panthers. The actual panthers. Not the black panther either, just because he's, I guess, over. He's still in Wakanda, is he not?
He could be at Disney. He could visit there.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you actually ran across him there sometime. Anyway, so there's that. Thank God that they're covering all the important stuff in the state legislature. They also, by the way, the Senate managed to pass this gambling bill. It had to do with both casinos and a lottery. The casinos, they changed it over to make it, there's still going to be the same number of them, but they're open for bidding to the highest bidder instead of just automatically assigning them to the people who currently are running gambling in those areas. That's a step up for sure. I'm still not crazy about there being only one. I don't like there being no competition. I don't like people being the only game in town for anything. Imagine if, I don't know, for some reason we were a dry state. Oh, God help us. Imagine if we were a dry state And the state said, okay, we're going to do this, but we're only going to have one liquor store in each section of the state. There's going to be five sections of the state, and then there's four that the Indians are going to run. And so we're going to have that, and we're only going to put one. It's going to be like a liquor depot. It's going to be a huge place where a lot of people can go, but we're only going to put nine of them in the state overall. That's it. And we're going to put one in this area and one in that area. Could you imagine what the price of a bottle of booze would be at that one place? You are literally the only game in town at that point. Literally, if you want to buy alcohol, you're going to have to go through us because or drink the moonshine, but we're the only ones that have it. So, you know, a bottle of booze that might otherwise go for $12 becomes $30. And you know what? You'd pay it because the alternative is to drive to the next state over, which from here is a 2+ hour drive to get to Georgia. So you get the same thing with casino gambling. They can reduce the odds of you winning.
Well, I don't know how you do that, Rich.
Well, you change the rules of the games. You make it harder to win. People who've got a gambling Jones, people who want to go invest some money, you know, there's still a chance you're going to win. It's just a smaller chance. You can also rig all of the slot machines so that they pay off significantly less frequently. Or when they do pay off, they pay off less. You can do any and all of those things. And when you're the only game in town, it's easy to do. Because there's no competition to keep you honest. If there's one pizza joint in town, they can charge $30 a pizza, and people will pay it because they want pizza. A second place opens up, starts selling them for a reasonable $10 a pie. Guess what the first place does? They have to remain competitive. Suddenly their $30 pizza costs $11.50, like it probably should have all along. 12:38, your thoughts on that subject are wide open, 545-9950. Big stupid question of the day having to do with monster movies because of Godzilla versus Kong out there. Let's talk to Roger on a cell phone. Roger, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind, man?
Well, good day.
Howdy.
The goldenrod used to be the state flower, but Governor Wallace's wife changed it to the camellia.
Well, thank God.
Okay, and the monster movie is not a monster movie. It is a monster movie. But I was 8 years old when I saw The Blob. Scared me to death and still gives me the heebs every time I watch it.
Yes. Oh, yes, The Blob. I remember seeing that. I was a kid, too. I was a young guy when that happened. Oh, it was terrifying to me, especially that opening scene with the old man and the stick, and he picked the blob up, and that was just a little baby blob at that point.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Scary as hell. Beautiful. Thank you for the call, Roger. Thank you for reminding me of that terrifying moment. Steve McQueen was the big star of that one, and they were trying to get more of a teen thing going, as I recall. They wanted to get more of a, you know, try to get a little bit more excitement going in the teen crowd for these horror films, and that's why they had a young, hip villain. The funny thing about The Blob is that when you watch it and you're older, you're kind of like, this thing moves really slow. Should we really be afraid of this thing that moves as slowly as it does? And the answer is, no, not really. But when you're a kid, you don't know that. You're just terrified because you're watching people get sucked up by the blob and it's a nightmare. 545-9950, 844-455-9950 if you'd like to join the conversation. Other topics that we have on the table for today, and we'll get to Spud a little bit later as well. Senate Republicans pushing for a balanced budget commission. How far do you think that's going to go? Joe Biden spent $4 trillion in the last, 2 months. That's 90%. That's about 80% of a year-long budget. Joe Biden is like, we got to get this thing going. Let's crank it up. Let's triple our spending. Good plan. Good plan. I didn't think anybody could make Donald Trump actually look like he was thrifty. Joe Biden has managed to do so in just a couple of months. Shockingly, CNN's director, and this was a Project Veritas thing, said the quiet part out loud and admits that they were pumping up COVID numbers in order to get ratings. And what exactly does it mean when you hear trust the science? Read an interesting piece on this yesterday after I left the airwaves, and I want to share some of the thoughts of it with you because it made a great deal of sense to me. And ties in with some thoughts that I've had on the subject for quite some time. And I never really managed to apply what I already knew to the trust the science conversation, but this article made me stop and think about it. That's right, I still read. I'm a reader. I'm one of those guys. 1241, let's take a break. Back in a moment. Stick around. All right, no idea what horror film this one is from,
it's
David.
It's set in Antarctica.
Oh,
Kurt Russell.
This would
is
be the
main
thing.
Protagonist. Yes,
the thing from another planet. Yes, yeah, Wilford Brimley in that one as well. Based upon the original, The Thing from Another World, starring James Arness as the thing, but his scenes really got cut. he only showed up in one scene at the end, and you couldn't see him because of all the smoke. Nonetheless, one of my favorite movies, by the way. I love both versions of that film. Both versions of that film are fantastic. Love Lady Electrical Contractor, 603-3692. They've done some stuff for me. They'll do some stuff for you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call them. Love Lady is, they're fast moving. They know their stuff, makes a difference. You know, one of the most frustrating things you can have is like, I don't know why this doesn't work. Why does this not work? And then you have to hire somebody who's a sleuth to figure out why your stuff doesn't work. Love Lady can get to the bottom of it. They can get to the bottom of it quickly, and then they can fix whatever ails you. This was my situation last time I called them. I had four things that weren't working, four things that I couldn't figure out why they weren't working. I thought they were all tied together. In one case, they were. In another three, they were not. And so they had to individually troubleshoot each one of these things, and they did it in under an hour. I was so impressed. I don't have that skill. I'm impressed by other people who have those skills. Love Lady Electrical Contractor, 603-3692. No job too large, no job too small. $30 off your initial call. So do it. Call Love Lady, 603-3692, on social media, facebook.com/lovelady electrical. Greg is in Lay Lake. Greg, you're on Talk 99.5. What is going on?
Let's see. I've been waiting since 2018 to say this to you. In your face, Richard Dixon, because Bon Jovi got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I know how much you hate them.
I don't hate them. I'm rather ambivalent about them, to be honest. I just kind of look at them and go, you know, they made music to sell records. I don't know that Bon Jovi really felt any of the stuff he was writing. I do actually like a couple of their songs, to be honest with you. I mean, I'll Be There for You, great progression. I'll Be There for You, These Five Words I Swear to You. When You Breathe, I Want to Be the Air for You. I mean, that's Chaucer. That's frickin' Shakespeare right there, isn't it?
Exactly.
Tough to beat, really.
Oh, yeah, and the big stupid question of the day, the best monster movie is Monsters by Disney. It's good stuff. Pixar.
Are you talking about Monsters, Inc.? Is that the one with...
Yeah.
Oh, great film. I love this movie. Yeah. I really do. It's very much in contention for my favorite Pixar film. And, you know, I think Billy, what's his name?
Billy Crystal
makes that movie. Mike Wazowski is such a boisterous, excitable character that even when the magazine cover comes out and the UPC symbol is over his face, his response is, "I'm on the cover of a magazine."
Right.
I mean, you got to love that guy.
You know, I went to the Frito-Lay make-your-own variety pack site.
Yeah.
Every time I go there, it says, sorry, we're not taking any more orders. So, you know.
How much does that sell?
So I outsmarted them, though. I just bought a bunch of variety packs and just made my own.
That'll teach them.
That's right. Send the ones I don't like to the food bank.
By buying more of their product and giving it away, you have certainly shown them. Well
exactly.
done, I say. Well done, Greg. Thank you for the call, sir. Good one. You know what I like about those variety packs is that I have zero self-control when it comes to chips. None. I love snacks. Snacks. If someone says, what's your all-time favorite food? The blanket answer, snacks. Well, what snack? Snacks. Just snacks. That's it. We're done. I don't have anything else to say to you. Snacks. I like snacks, okay? But when it comes to those chips, those Cheetos, those Funyuns, whatever, I have zero self-control. So when you get the little bag and it's like 120, 150 calories, whatever. You open that bag up, and when you reach the bottom of the bag, you're done. And for people like me who have zero self-control, if I'm going to step outside the Way to Wellness snack zone, which you shouldn't be doing, it's always good to have like a little bag so it can be like, here, this is all you're supposed to eat. Because otherwise, I mean, there's a danger, especially with something like Funyuns or...
pork rinds for me, man. I love the Sweet Heat pork rinds from Golden Point.
Oh, my God. Those You're talking amazing. My language. That's like my kryptonite. Yeah, Funyuns, ranch-flavored chips, Doritos. I'll eat until I hurt, and then I'll continue eating. I mean, it's not healthy, man. How I managed to keep the weight off and down, I have no earthly idea. Because, you know, I am every single food weakness on the planet mixed into one very dangerous, very scary ball. Speaking of scary and dangerous, looking for the best monster movie of all time. Here's a monstrous idea, at least as far as Joe Biden is concerned. Senate Republicans are pushing for a national commission to balance the budget. It's funny to me how when they're not in power, Republicans always become fiscal conservatives, right? Suddenly they're like, we need to balance this budget. Excuse me, weren't you in charge for a long time in both the House and the Senate, and you didn't do either jack or squat about this? How come it's only when you're not in power that suddenly you care about the budget? You get in power and suddenly, screw that, throw that over the side, we don't care, deficit spending up the yin-yang, let's go. Because Donald Trump was president and he had a Republican House and Senate for the first couple of years, and then he had just the House for a few more years, and not a single balanced budget came out of that. And by the way, Donald Trump didn't ever recommend a balanced budget. Now, look, when you're spending approximately, what are we spending, 20% more than we're taking in, something like that. Well, this year, it's more like 60% more than we're taking in. But on average, it's about 20, 25% more than we're taking in. You can't just turn off that faucet, I understand. But there have been so many great ideas over the years. The penny, next year, make everything 1% less. That's it. Make everything 1% less. Oh, how can we possibly do that? You just do it. You do it like a household would do it when you don't have the money. You say, we're cutting this. Well, but that the kids will be really upset. I don't care. We don't have the money. We're cutting everything 1%. That's what we're going to do. And then the next year, you can either cut everything 1% again or freeze it, right? Because there's going to be more revenues coming into the treasury and less going out. I mean, there is a case to be made that if you just freeze everything in 5 to 8 years, we would do away with the deficit entirely. 5 to 8 years. Could we do that? Could we freeze everything for 5 to 8 years? I mean, I know I could. I believe you could. Apparently, the power-drunk, money-drunk politicians in Washington, D.C. don't have the ability to do that. So Republicans now, I'll tell you what we do. Oh, we've become numb to the word trillion. Yeah, right. Don't suddenly act all high and mighty. You've been in power. You've had the power. You've had the ability. Sometimes for years and years and years at a shot. And you've never shown any fiscal responsibility until suddenly you're out of power. Now we have to control the budget. I see how it is.